Closing arguments began this afternoon in Virginia Beach, Virginia, in the sentencing phase for convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad. Jurors will decide whether Muhammad should be sentenced to death or to life in prison for the killing of Maryland resident Dean Myers. And in nearby Chesapeake, Virginia, another jury heard evidence in the trial of Muhammad's alleged accomplice, teenager Lee Boyd Malvo. He's on trial for the killing of FBI analyst Linda Franklin. NPR's Jackie Northam is covering the Malvo trial, and she joins us now from the court's media center. Jackie, there was testimony today from Iron Brown. He's the youngest victim of the sniper shootings last year. What did he have to say?
Well, Melissa, Iron Brown was just 13 years old when he was shot as he stood outside his school in Bowie, Maryland. That bullet did a lot of damage. It tore out part of his liver, his pancreas, and his spleen, and left a large hole in his stomach. But Brown did survive, and today he was fairly stoic when he gave his testimony. You know, he looked at Malvo a couple of times. He just glanced quickly at him, but he did not want to sit at the witness table, which is fairly close to where Malvo sits. Instead, Brown asked to sit on the other side of the courtroom to give his testimony. It was fairly brief, and he answered the questions point blank. He didn't embellish too much. You know, Melissa, it was quite striking, though, to see the two of them. There's only 4 years difference between them, Malvo being the older one. They're both very baby-faced, and they both have similar builds. They're both very slight, and they just look so young to be sitting in this courtroom.
What forensic evidence did prosecutors present to the jury?
Well, there was some very damaging evidence presented today. Separate fingerprint experts testified that Malvo's fingerprints matched those found on the pages of a map book near where one of the victims, Dean Myers, was shot dead. Also, Malvo's right thumb and his index finger matched the prints on a bag of raisins found near where another victim, Jeffrey Hopper, was shot as he left his restaurant with a wife. And then most damning of all was Malvo's fingerprints were found on the rifle that fired the bullets associated with all of the sniper victims. So it was not a good day for defense. And in fact, this week has been a tough one for Malvo's lawyers. One of them came out of court yesterday during a recess and said, sort of as an aside, "We're getting hammered in there." However, they will start their case in the next day or so.
I understand the jury also went to see the car, the Chevrolet Caprice, that's been linked to these sniper shootings.
That's right. The jury, the judge, the lawyers went to look at this Caprice, and they had to take a couple of elevators and walk through a tunnel to get to the city jail, which is where the Caprice is being stored. Malvo was also there. He didn't have shackles or handcuffs on, and he stood to the side next to one of his lawyers while the jurors examined the vehicle. Now, Melissa, this car has been modified. The back seat was on hooks rather than hinges, and what that did was it allowed the seat to swing upwards so someone could move from the interior of the car to the trunk very easily, which is where it's suspected the trigger man was in many of the shootings. The defense wanted the seat lifted up so they could see how it worked.
Okay.
And that meant to show.
Jackie, I'm sorry, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks very much. NPR's
Thank you,
Jackie
Melissa.
Northam in Chesapeake, Virginia.